News release. Ontario Provincial Police. Blind River, on Feb. 17, 2025, at approximately 12 p.m., the East Algoma Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, responded to a threats complaint on Hudson Street in the town of Blind River. The investigation revealed that the complainant was walking eastbound on Hudson Street when they were chased by a blue pickup truck. The driver of the pickup truck exited the vehicle, and a confrontation ensued, during which the complainant was sprayed with bear mace. Approximately 2 to 3 weeks earlier, the complainant reported being pushed down by the driver of the same blue pickup truck while walking eastbound on Cosley Street. The complainant was then assaulted with a bong and a can, sustaining injuries to the head and nose. At approximately 1:30 p.m. on Feb. 17, 2025, Taven Cotta, 18 years old from Blind River, was arrested charged with uttering threats cause death or bodily harm, two counts, assault with a weapon, two counts, dangerous operation, occupant of motor vehicle knowing there was a firearm, two counts, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, two counts, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose, two counts, careless storage of firearm, weapon, prohibited device, two counts, driving while under suspension, two counts. Before the pickup truck was towed, police located and seized an air gun and a bolt-action rifle. While investigating the above incident, police determined that the complainant was also wanted for a break and enter that occurred in early February 2025. On February 3, 2025, at approximately 12:30 p.m., a storage building on Lachore Street in Blind River was broken into. The suspect damaged the window of the front door and stole items, including a sweater and shoes. The stolen items were later posted on social media. On Feb. 17, 2025, at approximately 12 p.m., Nicholas Satro, 18 years old from Blind River, was arrested and charged with theft under $5,000, break, enter a place with intent to commit an indictable offense, possession property obtained by crime. The accused is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Elliott Lake on April 3, 2025. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and the accused is considered innocent unless proven guilty.